If you received a record player or some new LPS for the holidays, you're not alone. The Recording Industry Association of America announced earlier last year that vinyl records outsold CDs in 2022 for the first time in 35 years, with some reports saying vinyl sales are up more than 21% for the first half of 2023. Sophia Blankensop takes us through what Boise locals in the music industry think about the steady return of vinyl.
Music sounds very different depending on how you listen to it. I always thought that vinyls kind of had this more like raw, like authentic type sound to them that I just enjoyed so much.
Madison Wright is 19 and, like me, a sophomore at Boise State University. We bonded over our love of vinyl. We're digital natives who have grown up with virtually all recorded music at our fingertips. Physical music like cassettes, CDs, and vinyl records simply can't meet this instantaneous demand for music like streaming can. But we both have found ourselves with collections of 33s and 45s. We found ourselves in the midst of a vinyl comeback. This musical medium has steadily risen in the last 15 years, growing from only a million units sold in the US in 2007 to 14 million units just 10 years later. Then 4 years later, that sales number almost tripled to 41 million. Gen Zers like Madison and me have played a large part in this comeback. We're proof it's not just lifelong collectors who can get into the groove.
I brought it up to my parents like in middle school. I was like, I like these. Like, I want to start collecting vinyls. I think that'd be fun.
In fact, last spring, Madison and I took a class together at Boise State on the history of rock and pop music. We were two of many students in the class with a passion for collecting physical music from our favorite bands. Our instructor, adjunct professor of music Michael Jarolimek, says listeners' desire to connect with their favorite artists in more tangible ways is part of the LP comeback.
The only reason that anybody wants to collect music now is because they want to physically own it. There's something very romantic about owning the music. You're not concerned about being able to play it anywhere else except for at home.
But physical grooves aren't thriving in the age of on-demand digital because of a few dedicated collectors. Independent record stores like the Record Exchange in downtown Boise play an invaluable role in making sure the vinyl industry continues to thrive.
Do you want a bag for everything?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Alongside independent record labels, local musicians, and DJs, independent record stores like The Exchange regularly face sudden cultural and financial changes in the music industry. Even with rapid evolutions, Chad Dryden, co-owner and marketing director of The Record Exchange, says the store maintains its loyal base of customers thanks in part to digital exhaustion.
I would call it digital burnout that people are experiencing in the new millennium, because almost everything in our lives are controlled now by our smartphones and our laptops and a very digital world. And I think for a lot of people, that is what has been the attraction of vinyl.
The future of technological developments in music is still unpredictable, but Record Exchange general manager John O'Neill says vinyl enthusiasts across identities and generations make up a strong community that's here to stay.
That's what it is. It's about people. You can get music on your phone, but there is something basic and elemental about the tactile sensation of going into a store and seeing other interesting people. It's what we have that the internet can't replace.
Let the record show, music fans won't be turning away from the turntable anytime soon. Sophia Blankensop, Boise State Public Radio News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.